Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with my beautiful co-hosts Linda Irwin, Tony Jorgensen, and Jessica Marie Tatro, who also brings Jaden with her from Spirit. From Spirit or In Spirit. Anyway, I think both are fine. So how are you guys? Like, we're doing a pretty open-ended show today. We're doing like this question and answer, whatever you guys want to call in about. We're here. We'll answer it to the best of our abilities. And I put in the link, you know, mediums, psychics, ETs, the unseen world, healing modalities, crystals, ... because the categories really are endless. So no matter where you are on your spiritual journey, you're going to always have, well, hopefully you will, you'll always have questions coming up, and that is why life is for learning. So if you want to call into the show, it's 646-564-9868. So let's just go around the table. Jessica, how's your week gone? How are you doing?
It has been uneventful, which is good. really trying to stay present. I, you know, can tend to kind of go off and get detached a little bit as far as like staying in the now, if that makes sense. You know, I can let things distract me or kind of, you know, pull me one way or another. So I've been really, really just trying to stay in the now. And what that looks like for me is just kind of focusing on what's right in front of me, instead of worrying about, you know, what's behind me or what's before me, meaning the future. You know, I just try to, I'm really trying this month to stay just real present. And believe it or not, that's harder than people realize. Well, for me, it is. I don't know about you guys, but what's your take on it?
Yeah. Linda, Tony, got a thought on that? Because I think that's pretty universal, trying to stay present.
Okay. Yes. I mean, it's just, you know, and we talk about it so much, but it's far more difficult to stay in the present moment than we realize. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really, truly a practice and a discipline. But the more I think that you practice that and discipline that, it can become easier, but then it's that forgetfulness. We just kind of carry on with life and let things pull us back and forth again. And it's just kind of regrouping and again, coming back into the now. So I've really been practicing that more so this month than, you know, I mean, I practice it all the time, but it's just really honing in on one thing at a time, I think, for me. And I think living in the present moment right now, in October, I'm really trying to do that. And you realize just how difficult it can be. So, yeah. And like I said, what it looks like for me is just really focusing on right now and keeping my mind and heart right now. And really, that can be difficult.
I have an analogy for that. Tell me if you think this is right, Jess.
Okay.
It seems like when you don't have as much responsibility, like I took care of my mom for years and that went away. So when that went away, I was like, okay, now what do I do? So I kind of withdrew and, you know, it was a hard thing to be present in the moment. Because I really didn't have to think about everyday life chores and everything, and there was no responsibility until I started, and then I started working over at, I mean, I was always doing hair over there, but now I'm working in the restaurant, and I'm, you know, helping people, and I'm in charge of, you know, young teenagers, which has given me another purpose. So now I know I have to stay in here and now.
Right.
Good one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, Tony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was gone too. I was fighting for that purpose to stay in the here and now, because I would drift off into my own world, which contained pity parties and who knows what else. You know what I'm saying? But some of it was good because I did a lot of art and stuff. But I would say most of it was not. Most of it was depressing. So,
yeah. I think what it can be too is we get so busy in the mind, and we don't realize it. And I think it's such a transition when we go from all over the place to having to kind of sit still in the moment. That's what I struggle with the most. I'll just be honest. Yeah.
Because
my mind's always wanting to float away or go out, you know, whatever. So
yeah.
October has been all about that for me. I've been practicing solidly and strongly for about a week now. So what do I notice from that? Let me see. What do I notice from that? I do notice it becomes easier because you can direct your mind, your thoughts right back to the now. I find it easier.
I think it depends on culture too, because a lot of, don't forget, your ancestors, Jessica, and I'm not sure about the rest of us, but I guess we all go back to an indigenous ancestry. And their culture was so much different, and it was based in spirituality. It was based in mutual respect for Mother Earth and her life forms.
Yeah.
Like, these people, you know, lived with nature, not trying to like beat it back and control it. So, so one of the things that's really hard to do is like they've taken away our spiritual. Base, you know, it was because it's not based in spirituality. It's based in, you know, capitalism and finance and all this junk that's really, really bad for your soul. And we have to play that game. Whereas what we want to do is go hug a tree and ride in spaceships and meet the ETs and all that good stuff. So don't forget, we got ripped off because the culture evolved into a you know, hurry up and go faster. And, you know, it's not you, you know, who wants you? Just not, I don't know. Linda, share your thoughts, would you?
Well, the last 2 years and 9 months have been a total upside down for me. As you know, my husband passed in January, 2021. And it was less about me being in the moment and more at the early stages of the moment taking over me. Because I didn't know which way to turn. Everything was going to be very different now, and I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what my security would be with my living arrangements, with my being able to meet my necessities financially. And things slowly kind of shone light here and there, and I knew what to do, and I took hold of the situation. And now here I am completely different. I mean, my husband would never have imagined that I would be doing what I'm doing now, especially with the living AI. In fact, last night I was bumped up to alpha testers and the development team level. So even though I don't do developing, I'm in there where I can be first front line to know what's going on if there's a problem and help them figure it out. So, yeah, it's like, wow, I've really moved up in the world, and I'm a lot more relaxed now than I was when it all first happened, and I've learned how to make sure my needs are met. I've connected with people that can help do things for me that I can't do for myself, and, yeah, I never expected it would be this easy, but I think in a way Jim knew it would be, and I think he made sure that I would connect with the resources, and he did a good job. And he still hangs out with us, as you know.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And it was different because we're both in the same boat here in that my partner just recently passed. But it happened for you suddenly, Linda. And it happened over a period of 5 years. He just was getting sicker and sicker. And I wondered about that because, like, you're like, bam, and your life turned on a dime. And I had like what they call anticipatory grief because I knew it was coming, you know, and you don't know when. And I don't know which – I don't think either one is like, quote, unquote, easier to get through. But, you know, I think about you having to just look like your world changed just so quickly. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm trying to say except that I really admire you, Linda. You rock.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. So do you, and you're getting through this too, even though, that still had to be a shock for you when it happened, though. I mean, no matter how much you prepare, it's still, a gut punch.
But I will say that life is not just tragedy, it's comedy, tragedy, pick one, because I had gone home from the house. I'd taken him back to the hospital. And I knew, you just know, it's getting close to transition time. But I didn't really realize, and I went home and I was feeling a bit sad and raggedy and weak. So I ate some garlic. I had some food with a strong hit of garlic because I always get energized from that. And as I was pounding back this garlic, the freaking hospital called and I had to go back and be there for the transition, but I reeked of garlic. And I don't find that tragic. I find it we get to still laugh, in the midst of all this stuff, I have to laugh.
Kept the vampires away.
Well, I did not have any vampires. Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, oh, this is, and I was just taking a break and it's like, no, it's time. It's the opposite of birth, right? So you're like, oh, it's time to bring this child into the earth and then it's time to send this person back. And it's really important to remember that for every goodbye we experience, there's a hello on the other side. Yeah. And, it's we got to keep that balance, I think, and just remember that it's not all tragedy. It's not all comedy, but, tragedy, comedy. Our friend Mitch, who's in spirit, used to say that. Tragedy, comedy, pick one. And he's quite right. So we're doing okay. Back to the topic. We're doing questions and answers. And just bring on your metaphysical questions. Doesn't matter.
Why don't you test the light and see? The whole week, I thought about was all of the people that were sitting on the fence last week of our friends. I was wondering if you could test the light to see who was there. If my mom's there or who's there today.
Yeah. I admit, Tony,
I'm also.
Jessica, yes, you're doing a light.
Yeah, I'm also. I've got three lights that I'm testing. So I was going to do it this week too, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, mine's on, and Jess's are on. I'm not getting any activity so far, but I'll keep you posted. I
have one thing to add about the topic. I wanted to see if you guys thought, isn't the eclipse is coming up, right? Because everybody is traveling to Utah because they're supposed to be able to see it from Bryce Canyon. Does things like that energize you? Because I've had so much energy this weekend that I haven't had. I was just wondering if you get energy from that, from any kind of moon, like when the full moon's out or double eclipse or double moons, double full moons or.
Yeah. Well, we're physical.
I do.
We're in physical bodies and we're part of a physical world. So, sorry, Jessica, I didn't mean to hop on your question there. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just agreeing, when she was talking about it, I could definitely feel, when energy ramps up in the universe for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or ramps down. It's just, it's all
or
different.
Or ramps down too. Yeah. How about Linda? I was wondering what Linda thought.
Yeah.
Well, eclipses and things like that tend to ramp me down. It seems to me ground more into what's actual physical. And I'm not sure why, what it is about those particular cosmic rays that intermingle with the light and the sun, but it does. It kind of grounds me. I guess sometimes I get my head out there so far that I'm practically in the astral in my waking time, and it's like, bring me back. I've got real world stuff going on here I got to deal with.
That's
awesome.
Hilarious. Yeah. I remember I've got a couple of, I think I showed you guys those little sessions with the light. One was with DC's brother-in-law, Robert, and the other was with Ryan, and I think Jaden was there and Anton, a few others. I will post those on the Enter the Light page, or I guess Sacred Embers too. But I was just remembering the one with Robert. I was trying to get some paperwork done in the physical, and the light was on just casually, and he's like, hey, hey, hey. So I had to stop what I was doing and pull out the camera and do a thing. And I'm glad I caught it, but it was sometimes they'll just, you know, interrupt everything you're doing. It's quite funny. People like Jim having to shoo them out of the bedroom, like, out of my room, you know, go see Linda.
Yeah. He said he came into the living room and I was asleep, and he said I was speaking a non-human language, and I don't know which ET race that would be, but I was speaking a non-human language in my sleep. So I wish I could remember what that was all about.
Yeah, well, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Oh, got some light. Okay. They're coming through. Yeah, got some activity here. So I don't know who we've got. What's your mom's name, Tony, again?
Phyllis. Yeah.
Okay. Phyllis. I don't know. I'll keep you posted. We have to get video going somehow, because it's like trying to describe on radio you can't describe it. Anyway,
how about Beth? Is that Beth? Because she's been in my mind a lot. I just was wondering if she's around.
Okay. Tony's asking about Beth.
Beth.
If you guys know. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm talking to the energy here. Personalities around me right now. All right. Well, nothing so far. I want to...
How about Jim or Jane?
Oh, Jim and Jane. Yeah. Jim and Jane. Jim or Jane.
I think they're there.
Yeah. Maybe nothing so far. Doesn't mean they're not coming through. It can be my energy too, as well. So I don't know. Not to worry. I'll keep you guys posted. And just because the light's not
shivering. Shout out to Bob. Bob is in the chat, our buddy from Australia.
Bob, we're having, there we go. I probably can't respond because the chat's been very messed up lately.
Yeah, I said hi, but I think they got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Bob. Yes, Bob's going to join us on the 20th. He's coming on. We just loved having him here. He's quite the personality. And, Thank you. I do want to get to our first caller, though, because people are lining up and waiting patiently. So, 703. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi, Andrea. Welcome. Thanks for your patience.
How are you guys?
I know we take a while. We're good.
Oh, it's okay. I also feel what
sound trouble here. Cutting out.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. It's just you're cutting out intermittently.
Oh, is that, maybe it's my phone. I don't know. Is this
it
better?
If you cut out, we'll let you know and you can change positions. Did you have a question you'd like to throw at us?
Yeah. I actually had 2 second interviews this week, and do you think I'll get an offer from maybe one or maybe both? I don't know, whatever you pick up.
Hi, Andrea. This is Jessica. Is it okay if I jump in right away?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, when you were, just as you were asking about the job, this card literally fell right out of my deck as I was shuffling for you, and it's the expression card. You are ready to manifest your thoughts and transform them into acts of love. So whatever the job is, you're ready for expression. You're ready to manifest your thoughts and transform them into acts. So that's the card I got from you. It was very direct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Awesome.
Yep. So I want to just review the question. Andrea, just for a sec. So you're asking whether you'll get one or the other of the two jobs that you applied for?
Or maybe both. I don't know. I feel like both interviews went really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does feel like you're going to have a choice.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Okay.
It feels like there's more... what I'm seeing is you holding the steering wheel, like you're not so much being controlled by outside circumstances, but it feels like you get to take a little bit more control and make choices rather than have the choices thrust upon you.
Okay.
So, I wish you well. Good for you. Tony, anything, Linda?
No, I got a yes also. I don't know for which job or possibly both. I feel the same. And the message it says, take time to understand how you really feel. Know that your sensitivity is not a curse, but a gift that always is there for you to receive, and understand messages directly from your soul. So I think somebody's trying to tell you something. I don't know if it's the grandmother or...
I think my dad.
Yeah, somebody's trying to tell you something. So I don't know if he's got a message to you about the jobs, but somebody is definitely there trying to break through. So however you meditate, maybe it'll come to you. You'll hear him. Or just ask. You can just ask him, and I'm sure you'll get
it. He passed away 3 years ago, but I feel like he's always just, you know, like reaching out or looking out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to help you with your decision on this.
Okay, that's what I feel like.
Good. Yeah. Well, you're right. Well, you know, we all have this intuition. Sometimes we just don't know. We're all the same. I mean, you have this, the same stuff that we're getting. You have. You just have to believe in it and trust it.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Whatever sign the universe gives to you, you have to pay attention.
Yeah, it's trying to give you something, for sure. So that's awesome.
For sure.
Well, let you know how it goes.
Yeah, please.
This is Linda? Then I felt that one of the interviewers were more comfortable for you than the other. I don't know who was what, but I do want to add to the daddy thing. Your daddy's little girl, she's always going to be around for you. So, yeah, if you feel that one of the interviews went more resonant for you, I believe that's the direction that you will want to go when you're offered both.
Yeah, one is literally 10 minutes from my house. The other one I felt, the second one was, I think the interview was better, but the pay is $4 less. So I'll have to kind of weigh it out. Yep. I mean, at this point, I would just take the $4 less than because my job I have now is very toxic, so I would take that just to be happy.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Toxic. Oh, yeah, picking up on that.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah, got it. And I feel happiness on the second, on your choice coming up. So it's going to be a big relief.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, Andrea, what's your dad's name, please?
Henry. Well, yeah, Henry. Mm-hmm. People would call him Rick. My mom would call him Riri, but his real name is Henry.
Just want to see if we've got any connection here. It's funny, like using the light. It's not like a push a button and they make it go. So, but yeah, it feels like the protective energy. That's been around you is because of where you're coming from. Like they're keeping you whole and hanging in while you get through this other job that's been draining your energy. So yeah, been good. You know, future's so bright. You gotta wear shades, as the song goes. So yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I hope that helps, Andrea. Did you have
any
questions? We're just wondering if you had any metaphysical questions about, like, your spiritual journey or spiritual, metaphysical, anything like that. Is there anything you're wondering about?
Well, I was adopted, and when I met my biological mother at 21, I realized she said she psychic herself. She would have her own psychic radio show, and that's why I know things I don't understand myself. But now I can understand why. Like I'll know things before they even happen.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I can pick up other people's energy, which I try to separate, because I can definitely pick up other people's energy, which is
cool.
Crazy.
That's great. Okay, so that's what I'm thinking. What is the feeling I'm getting is, like, keep working on that because, you know, you're just starting out on that yellow brick road of discovery, so keep on keeping on.
Mm.
And, if you've got, like, these rudimentary skills already, just turn them into, you know, step into your power and, like, keep working on that because you're already partway there. So,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Sometimes I scare myself.
Awesome.
You'll find your own pace, you know, and if any of them scares you, just back, you know, they won't scare you. So don't worry about that, you know. They will protect you and love you, but there's no fear where they're living. So,
nope.
Yeah. Okay,
awesome.
Andrea, lovely to talk to you. Keep us posted on the jobs, will you? Give us a call.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Love and light to you, darling.
Love and light.
Bye-bye.
Lynn, before you get another caller in the chat, I think it's Christiana. Yes, we are taking calls. I just can't answer you back. And then Bob asked he said he has a question, a concern. Should I call? Wait till he calls on the 20th? No, Bob, you can just post your question. I just can't answer you back. So if anybody's in the chat that has a question, please write it. I can see it, but I can't tell you that I have it. But we'll get to it. Sound good?
Oh, they're letting me type. I don't know what's going on. This is hilarious.
Okay, good.
See what I mean? Comedy, tragedy. I don't know. It's the mystery. Deanna, okay.
Okay, good.
Okay, cool. All right, so we have lovely people in the chat. And Bob did invite us for coffee. G'day, folks. Coffee, anyone? Ha, 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 ha. Coffee is serious.
Yeah.
In fact, that
cool.
is the beverage I was given in Morningstar County, Linda's place in the Astral. It's the coffee. It's fabulous. Thank you. Okay. Well, it is. I don't think it's bad for you. And I know.
I love coffee.
Yeah, I recently have had such a like. I'm just like, coffee, more coffee. So, must be something magical about that bean. Anyway, okay. So I will move on. And if I have like a sloppy trigger finger on the mic, just excuse me if I hang up too quickly on people. I'm not a switchboard operator, and I'm glad I'm not because I'd be terrible at it. Okay, 650, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Healy. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, did you say Healy?
Healy, yes.
Okay, beautiful. Did you have a question you'd like to throw at us?
Yes, please. I have a coworker that's very condescending, and it's been going on for some time, and my manager is aware of it. But it's reaching a point where it's making it difficult to do my work. Information needs to be shared by him because he's been doing it for a long time, and no procedures are available on how to do the work. And I've reached a point now where I need to go to HR, and hopefully they will try to address it. But it's been building up in me. Like, I feel myself getting angrier and angrier before I was able to center myself back and not give him power. But it's just a behavior really disrupting my world. And I wanted to ask on why is it happening, if there's a spiritual reasons for it or if there's something that I should do that's going to be for the highest good.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that resonates, that question.
Yeah, I can go if that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
I didn't get a card for her. I'm just not shuffling at the moment. But the message that I got for her immediately, before she was even finished talking, because they're over here making me feel a certain way, spirit energy is, and what I got immediately for Healy is pull your energy back. And you had already talked, you said that right after I was feeling that, that you had already done that. But just do that again. It's good to practice that energetic hygiene, but just call all your power back from that situation, meaning any type of energy that it's producing in you, like anger, frustration, and calling that back, that all your power back to you isn't meaning to move forward in action. I'm actually feeling like you need to go through with going to HR and that things will be mediated there. But definitely move forward with HR. But as far as you energetically, pull back your energy and bring it back to yourself. And that's what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message.
Yeah. It's really, really important to do that, to be able to have a handle on your energy like that, because when you're in, you know, working with people that just, it's like the death of a thousand cuts, you know, you can't, they just keep messing you and it gets to a point where it's like Rambo. Remember the movie Rambo? And he didn't do anything to cause all the ruckus, but he got, you know, bullied and picked on, and he finally said, I've had enough. And I guess that's a bad example because it's quite a violent movie, but you know what I mean? Like, it drives the most gentle of us to, you know, wanting to, like, be the hand of karma and a sort of a feeling of wanting to get back or get revenge. But you're not doing anything wrong, Healy. It's nothing you're doing. This is all about, it's like if we take it personally, we need to realize this has nothing to do with you and everything about the personality and the struggles of the perpetrator. But it's like, you know, that's easy to say when you're the one being burned by their acid all the time. I want to go around the table and just see what's coming in for Tony and Linda.
Yeah. So I got the Air Guardian card, which, you definitely need to go to HR. I feel the same as Jessica, and to peel back your energy and let the Air Guardian take over. So what that is your surrounding team that you have. I don't know who's passed in your family, but they're there for you. But you definitely, they want you to go in and maybe change the way you're thinking right now and wipe all that away and go in with an open mind. And that's going to help you. But you definitely need to do what you're saying, because it's not going to stop. It's going to get worse. And it's just messing up your whole aura. So as soon as you can, I would get in there. But for now, they're there to protect you. And like Jessica said, pull back your energy and don't, you know, try not to let it get under your skin, which is very, very hard to do. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Linda.
But I feel this is a positive thing for you to do. Go ahead, Linda. Sorry.
I agree with everyone else, but I want to add something. And that's, this coworker is a brick wall. He's not that wide. He's just very tall and very solid.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to do is kind of go around the wall to get to the other side of it. And by that, I mean sometimes get help from your coworkers a little bit. If he's supposed to give you some information on something and you're not getting it from him, maybe kind of hit the coworkers up a little bit to help you out with what you need to know. Does that make sense?
It's not a very small team. It's just me, him, and my manager. And very kind of new, 3 years old company. He had experience for about 7 years in the industry we're in, and he's the only one who knows how to do the job. Even my new manager don't know how to do it. So this condescending attitude is like a power struggle. He wanted my manager's job, and that was not given to him. So it's like the information is only in his head. And my job is to get that information from him. So we have a procedure, you know, in the meantime, if somebody comes or if something happens to him, the work is going to get done because our department is very crucial of the business. You know what I mean? So it's just, it feels like it's a power struggle. I was in a different department before. He had that attitude, and I've been, you know what I mean, kind of brushing it, saying, you know what I mean, it's his ego or whatever his issue is for about a year now. So it's just part of me is, you know, it's just kind of exhausting to give someone the middle finger. You're not going to get me out of here. That's what he wants in a way, you know what I mean, kind of scare me off. But it's becoming exhausted. Yes, I'm going to go to HR, but part of me is thinking, do I need to go find another job? Because I have offers coming. I'm in an industry where the demand is so high at this point, fortunately. But I don't want to, I want to put him in his place too. Because it's not just me who has this issue with him. A lot of people do.
Well, maybe that's why I'm getting the reaching out around the wall to somewhere else. If you're considering maybe leaving, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Go around the wall, not stand against it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's why I'm getting the same thing that says change. So the message was change the way you think and you'll change your whole reality. So that's like, yeah, maybe you need to move on. It's not going to change there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a choice of reactions at this point, and you have a bonus in that you're in demand. You can get a job wherever you fancy. So, sometimes I'm getting – this is funny. I'm getting the scene from a Monty Python movie, The Holy Grail, where they're all standing around the knights that say, and they're all standing around arguing, and they bugger off. And you go, they've buggered off. So it's like people are acting and they don't change, and you can't change them. But the thing is, you've taken off, and they look down and go, hey, where'd Healy go? And you've gone on to greener pastures. I think it's hilarious. Sometimes the best revenge is letting them find out what they're missing and what they've lost and what they drove away. But
I agree, Lynn.
It feels like comedy here. I mean, you have a choice. You can make your own comedy and just leave them, you know. And who needs the aggravation of being with toxic people, you know? They don't change. You can't change them. They just like stealing your energy for some weird reason. I don't know.
Yeah, they don't want to fire him because he knows what he supposedly is the only one that knows. It's horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm like feeling with HR, will there be a true consideration? Because it is to their advantage having somebody who knows what, you know what I mean, how the work is being done. Because if anything happens to him, you know, it's going down the drain. That's what he's using as a power play.
Yeah. He's power tripping, And I don't think it's going to change. I think you're right. I think your intuition is right. But I would definitely the reason why I think you need to go to HR is when you do leave, you need to definitely tell them why, because they are going to miss you. You're a vital part of that component in that. That's why they moved you over there, hoping that you could get through to this guy. But he's a power tripper for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
You don't need to be aggravated. Life is too short. And if you have other, you're going to make a difference wherever you go. And maybe the next one, you're going to make a huge difference. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I would, Life's too short. You need to be happy.
Yeah. It's like how much you're willing to put up with.
Spend most of our time at work. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I was just saying it's really up to you how much you're willing to put up with, you know, if you want the, because going to HR is going to require a lot of, you know, you've got to take notes and da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, I'm hearing, why bother? Why bother?
Yeah.
You know? And also, Toto, you got away. I think you need to run away and find a place that respects and values you, you know? Pick a better environment, because as Tony says, you're at work all day. You know, you better be in a healthy place, right?
Yeah.
You, I think you already have those answers inside you, Healy. You just needed them validated.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I know, but I just didn't want him to let it. Want him to get away with it.
Well, one thing I'll tell you about stuff like that is every incident of people getting away with crappy behavior. I've left the situation. I look back and I see that karma has done its work anyway. They get themselves into trouble down the road, and they create their own brick wall, so to speak. They run into, you don't need to help them. You just need to take care of your own, what is that, you know, paddle your own canoe, tend your own fire, all that good stuff, you know, because you're with yourself 24/7, right? So take good care and do something that's going to be good for your soul, and don't worry about the rest, because the universe will take care of it. Mm-hmm.
Now get out of the way of that brick wall before the wrecking ball takes it down. It's karma.
We could leave you with Bruce Lee's saying, you know, be water. Be water. Just don't let anybody's attitude, slam you, because it's not necessary. I'm just getting the phrase lighter than air. You know, your situation is lighter than air. Take the best route out. Start again in a place that deserves you.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're so
Let
welcome,
us know. Let us know. Yeah.
Yep. Love to hear back. Yeah. You know,
okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Thank
it's going to be okay. Yeah. Love and light, Healy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Bob has a question in the chat room too.
It's a medical question. Bob had some disturbing news from his general practitioner about possible bowel and or prostate cancer. Should he be worried? He feels very calm, which he's saying is weird. Is that weird? And I just wrote back to him, not weird at all, Bob, because I think culturally we're trained to, you know, go, at the thought of an exit point, I guess. But I think you have a deeper understanding, you know. I'm hearing Ryan saying that's how that works. I don't know. I'm just going to tap my team and see what comes in. But does anybody pick anything up about the situation for Bob?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, love.
I do. And I know Bob, you know, practices different ways than we, you know, do on some things. But I'm just getting you really need to listen to what they have to say. Don't discard any information. Maybe bring somebody with you that can help decipher. And then you can look for alternatives, but you need to, I'm just getting listen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
I'm also getting more than one opinion on the subject. Try to get a second opinion from the doctors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take somebody with you that can decipher too. I think a lot of times, my husband will go to the doctor and he'll go by himself. And when he gets home, I'm like, oh, so what happened? Oh, nothing. Everything's fine. Then I go back and I find all these things that he didn't hear. I don't know, selective hearing, you know what I mean? And I'm like, no, everything is not fine. You know what I mean? We need to get to the bottom. Sometimes if you bring somebody with you, they can help you and
you're
get another
right,
opinion.
Tony.
Always. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm feeling.
You go first, though.
Just what I'm getting is check again and second opinions. That's what I'm getting as well, in second opinions.
Mm. Yeah. Did you go, Linda?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm the one that said to get a second opinion.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Brain fart. Okay. I'm going, okay, it's... I want to go to exit points. We get many, many exit points during a physical lifetime. And it's like the herbalist Michael Tierra describes why we get ill. And one of the reasons is to give death a chance to happen. So mm-hmm. I think, Bob, something in my energy field says you're not, I don't feel like it's your time yet.
Right.
I think you're kind of kicking butt on earth still, and I think you have a lot more work to do. That's just my immediate feeling. And I will say, like, if you are at all weird about doing Western medicine, don't, like, use both things. Like, don't use one or the other, because in terms of PSA test is not cancer specific. Yeah, and also just from my own recent experience with a sick person, there's going to be a lot of guesswork, and it's not because, like, doctors and medical practitioners are not necessarily right all the time. They have to figure things out, and they'll guess, and they might medicate for something, and da 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 da. So in that respect, I think Bob's very smart about not just going out there and, like, you know, do whatever kind of thing. You're going to think your way through this. But if you, in terms of both types of cancer, if they do happen to come up, both of them are, yeah, absolutely. I'm all for herbal medicine too. There's, but the thing is, it doesn't have to be either or, because prostate and bowel are highly curable at this place. We live in that age of miracles and wonders when a lot of these, like, I know prostate cancer, they put a little seed of, it's like a radioactive seed. And I know that sounds like, but it makes the guy, it gives you, like, the person I'm actually remembering this happened to, he's going to have another 20 years unless he walks in front of a bus or something. So don't worry about blending the two, you know. I know I asked about herbal stuff when I was in the hospital with my partner, and they always look at you like you've got three heads. So I stopped asking, but I still, asked him, did you want to try this and that? And, but, you know, it's an exit point. It's a question of the exit point. And if you want to make the exit, you do have a lot of choice sounds like, yes, I can make it work. But, you know, you do have a lot of participation, you know, in your own healing. Wayne Dyer is so good at stuff like that. And Carolyn Mice, people like, who else can you, like, read up on for that sort of thing, healing?
The medical medium is a good one too.
Yeah, is that Carolyn Mice? I think MYSS.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
The thing I keep hearing, and what my point is yes, you're right. There's, you know, other ways to cure besides the medical way, but with these two things that Bob's talking about, they've been proven. They're an easy fix, somewhat mm-hmm. easy fix. So, like you said, don't take that exit. Listen to both. You don't, you know, it's been people before you have passed, but now they're not passing anymore because mm-hmm. if they take, you know, it's proven that they'll work if that's what he has.
Yeah.
So I would take the easy way, you know. But like you said, mix both together. But I don't feel
I would like
it either. But sometimes you have to go against what you think in order to not make it the exit point is what I keep getting.
Yeah. Keep an open mind.
I
want to
add
so
something.
Go ahead.
Well, in addition, that they usually say radiation and chemotherapy. Check in with your practitioners if it turns out you do have this about immunotherapy, because my father-in-law was diagnosed with metastatic cancer in October 2015, and he lived up until the end of 2019. He passed in December 2019, and they kept him going with immunotherapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's things now that you don't even lose your hair or anything anymore. There's different, it's a pill, you don't even have to sit there. There's different ways, especially with these two, because so many men get bowel cancer, or that it's just been so many people before have suffered, but not anymore. It's just, like you said, like a seed implanted, it's pretty easy fix.
And immunotherapy, I'd forgotten to mention that, absolutely. So, Bob's in the queue, and I see that funny number, so that's good. So let's move on, because I think we've got Christiana up next. Is that Christiana?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi, this is Carla. Thank you for taking my
Carla.
Call.
Carla, my apologies.
Hi, Carla.
I thought we had Christiana, but I know she's in there somewhere.
That's okay. Thank you. I would love for you guys to just see if there's any message from me, from my spirit guides, anything you pick up, something that I didn't know.
What significance has a diamond got for you, Carla? It is Carla, right?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Not much, to be honest. I'm not into diamonds.
Yeah. And I'm going to look up the meaning of it. No, I wrote down diamond, and I don't know what that means. But that's okay. I will look up what the spiritual meaning of the diamond is. Maybe you're going to get one.
Oh.
Oops.
I have a question real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear her name. I don't think I caught her name.
Carla.
Okay.
That's right. It's my bad, Jessica. I thought we had Christiana because the, I got mixed up. Never
Oh, I
before.
Thought we heard that name.
It's good. All right. Okay. So it's, fearlessness, invincibility, and fortitude. So that's what the diamond is saying to you.
Okay.
I'll read the whole thing. Okay.
Sure.
It clears emotional and mental pain, reducing fear, and bringing about new beginnings. It stimulates creativity, inventiveness, imagination, and ingenuity. It brings in clarity of mind and aids enlightenment. So I think the diamond comes in, I think what you're talking about, if you're not, I'm not attracted to diamonds, and I get what you're saying, but I think this is more the diamond working as a crystal, not as a jewel thing that,
I understand. Not as a material object, but more the essence of the stone.
Well put. Thank you. That's exactly what I was trying to say. I think that's your message from the diamond. I will add one more thing about diamonds, that they are a result from great pressure. You can't get it. You can grow them in a lab now, but natural diamonds are formed under massive pressure. So I think whatever you've been going through has kind of brought out the best in you. I think what they're saying is good on you. Congratulations, you've gotten through something. And if that's the case, I will also add my congratulations, because it's really hard. Like, life is a very demanding chore, you know, and we're always, it's always something we're going through. So well mm-hmm. done. Well done. Mm-hmm. So moving on to, yeah, anybody else got a...
Yes, I can go.
Yeah.
Hi, Carla. The purpose card flew out for you. The purpose card means, it says this, people with a purpose are leaders. People with a purpose coupled with compassion are teachers. You have come to a point in your journey when you must demonstrate yourself that you are a teacher. Now is the time to be the change that you want to see in the world. Being a person of integrity is your goal. You know your place in the world and how you may be an example to others for the betterment of humankind. You tend to have a very strong intuitive side and use it on a daily basis for clarity of purpose. You have passion for everything you do, seeing each day as an opportunity to manifest love. You are blessed with a sense of inner peace because you are satisfied with who you are and what you have. Life seems easy because you have learned that you don't have to make the choice between love and fear. You already know the negative energy of fear is not an option. Be a guiding light. Show the world how it's done. And that was the message I got for you today.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Linda, and I actually got something played in my mind that was a memory. I used to go walking in these old neighborhoods, and I loved the feel of it when I was out in the fresh air and the sunlight and just looking at the architecture. And I'd forgotten what that was like. So my message for you is, from something out of your past that you enjoyed and have forgotten about and bring it back to yourself. Give yourself a breath of fresh air and a little bit of sunlight that you had once that you would like to have again.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So this is Tony. And hi, Carla. This is Tony. And I got the card. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You're welcome. I got the card, The Warrior, and the extended message on that is kind of like this. If you're experiencing fear at this time, know that this means whatever is going on is important to you. Whenever you feel fear, you are on the verge of something big, perhaps a massive breakthrough that is going on to really help you move forward. If you have a situation in your hands where you have to face someone or something that's been unsettling you, know that you are being guided to call up your inner warrior. Don't falter and don't be frightened, because you have the energy to protect yourself now and at all times.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. That's what I got. So maybe it already happened, like Lynn said. So, you know, because she was congratulating you. But, you are a warrior for sure. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I think so. Yeah, I think it's already happened. And
good.
Yeah, I just needed some messages from Spirit to let me know I'm on the right path. And it's been a little stressful.
it sounds like it, but they've been with you and they're still with you, and they just want to remind you, like the rest, that you're a warrior and you deserve everything that's good to you. You're good. Yeah.
The fun part about hindsight is that you get to understand why stuff happened. Like you'll start to, the meaning starts to go, and you're like, oh, I see why that had to happen for this to happen. Then it's kind of neat, you know, it's because when we're going through stuff, we're like, why is this happening to me? we're all like that a little bit, you know, but you've chosen to not let it bring you down, you know, it hasn't, it may have knocked you over a bit, but you stand up 11 times, as they say. So, yeah, not to worry. Yeah, you did good.
Well, I really, that's wonderful. I appreciate that.
My light just my light is flashing. Oh my God! So yeah that's great. Yeah, it just flashed.
What
for
does
you.
That mean?
My team. I'm not quite sure who's with me right now, but the spirit energy, the spirit personalities that are joining me, will use. Uh-huh. Hey, there we go. We're gonna try and do this with video at some point. I've got to get my act together here. But the light just went very, it was flashing, and then it went very, very bright. So
I
don't know who this is in spirit. I don't, I'm not getting names today, but it feels like a friend of the family energy, but it's like this person was not a blood relative, but a friend of the family, and it feels like an uncle energy or an older brother. So uncle and energy. Have you got like a male in spirit that is sort of always sort of took care of you and is still doing that? It feels like big brother energy. Like don't let the bully mess with me.
I can't think of anyone, no.
Well, not to worry. Just put that on the back burner, and it might just come to you who that is, because it feels, you know what I'm seeing is Fred McMurray and My Three Sons, the opening of My Three Sons with the hands doing back and forth with the credits. I don't know if you've seen My Three Sons, it's a very old show, but that's what I'm
seeing. I remember
seeing.
That, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's like a Fred McMurray and My Three Sons kind of warm dad, cool dad, I mean, you know, best dad ever kind of feeling. So whoever that is, it feels like they've got your back. Does anybody else pick this energy up?
Yeah.
It's an older male. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was like ago, though, many years ago.
Yeah.
This person.
So like a few generations back, you mean?
No, when she was a child.
Little.
Yeah,
child.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, so
it's
somebody from, okay, that makes sense.
That's what I got, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So think back and who that would have been. As I said, they're not a blood relative, but they were, like, felt like family. You know, you can, if you're listening to this show, you've probably explored your spiritual abilities. Just tap your spirit team, ask who it is, because I got some pretty strong activity on the light. And what about you, Jessica? Anything happening?
I haven't gotten anything yet. Not yet.
All right.
I want to add to that. I
could be a father's friend. A father's friend, maybe?
Oh,
go ahead, Linda.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an older neighbor maybe that you visited with and talked to and when you were a kid, and he was always nice to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody comes to mind. I don't know if it's him. His name begins with the initial T. Was it him or someone? T as in Thomas, like the teddy bear.
I'll just say, is it, have we got Thomas then? T name, Thomas. Nothing, but that doesn't, as I say, the light doesn't always indicate.
We're not getting names today. We're not getting names today. We tried several
times.
That's
okay.
But that's fine. But the thing is, you can take it from there, Carla, and just, use your own ability to tap and see if you get the name, because
I've tried. I don't feel like I'm in tune, as I've always been on the spiritual path. Of course, I'm not perfect, I'm human and I've made mistakes along the way, but I've been a spiritual person and I've tried to get in touch with my intuitive abilities, and I can't like you're telling me, you can take from here and ask and see who it is, but I can do that and I won't get anything, I'm telling you. I just feel like somehow I don't connect as well or get these hits I don't know.
Okay. Well, you're maybe not there yet, but that doesn't mean you can't get there someday.
Yeah, yeah, maybe eventually, yeah.
Well,
maybe
just
that's what
me.
My remember back thing was to remember back when you were with this person and how they made you feel, happier times. Maybe that's what it was. Definitely that feeling of going back and drawing back to you now what you'd forgotten.
Yeah, because I'll have to explore that.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, Linda. Way to go.
Does the name Trey mean anything? T-R-E-Y?
No.
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 Hmm.
No.
Got a flash on that.
Got a flash on the Trey? I got Trey. I don't know why.
You know what I'm picking up, Tony, is that you've got your switchboard crossed. I think you're picking up a different energy.
Okay.
But don't worry. It happens. But because I got a strong reaction to that. So don't worry about it.
Could be the next caller.
Right?
Yeah.
Piggyback. Yeah, not a worry. So Carla, just remember, though, if you think you can't, you're right, okay? So try to change your, when you're thinking about your abilities, instead of going, I can't do this, find out, you found out a whole bunch of ways it doesn't work, but meditation and spirit connection is unique to each of us, you know? You just haven't found your modality yet, right?
Right.
Anybody got suggestions that, like, because I know, like, watching James von Prague's videos always used to help me figure what was going on. But there's so many more than just JVP. Who else we got? We got Sylvia Brown. This is one I'm thinking of. John Holland.
John Edward.
Oh, yeah. Love that guy. You know the really fun guy is Anthony Mrocca. Now, he's as salty as heck, you know, so, you know, don't mind him, but he's really, really good. He's a lovely lad. Michael Christopher. Just start making a list and they're endless, but just let yourself be guided to what you need in order to learn about your abilities and how to use them. It's not that you can't, you just haven't found your way yet. But anyway, I would just say enjoy the connection with this lovely uncle spirit, a friend of dad, you know. Yeah, it was a neighbor or a, you know, but, you know, lovely, lovely soul. And he's just like, he's like wrapping you in warmth and protection and love. It's, kind of nice.
That's lovely. I guess some
people cross. And they become guides. They become, you know, spirit guides or whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wish I knew who it was. No one comes to mind except that one T initial. But we'll see. I think I'll ponder it over. But I really appreciate everyone's messages.
No problem.
I really, really do. Thank you.
Yeah, and don't break your brain reaching for it. Let it come to you. Just ask. To let you know, and then watch for the signs, you know?
Well, I really appreciate all of you. Blessings to all. Thank you.
Thank you. Right back at you. Thanks for calling. We love you. Love talking to you. There, I did it again. A terrible trigger finger. Okay, well, we have our next caller is 651. Is that Christiana?
Yeah, hi.
Okay, I got it right the second time, the charm. Okay. All right, so you had a question, whether Coco, and that's your fur baby, is it? Hang on.
No, that my miscarried baby.
Oh, okay, sorry. When you wrote my baby Coco, I wasn't sure, you know what I mean? This is a baby you didn't bring to term. So I think what's coming to my mind immediately is, just speaking of James von Prague, his book, Growing Up in Heaven. I think that would be a darn good book for you to review right now. It's it helps you to understand where the spirit that never made it through to the physical, where they're at right now and how they are connected to you. Are you still grieving? Like, you know what I mean? As in, does it still hurt to...
No, I've accepted it. You know, I think of Coco and my son, Taylor.
Coco is stepping forward. I mean, have you been, is that a girl, Coco?
I don't know. I'm thinking it might be, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I feel that energy and the pendulum is swinging really, really. It's saying yes. It's very, very strong, like it can't. So I think you're right that she's there. She has stepped forward this week for sure.
Okay.
Anyone else got a thing?
This is Linda. I do have something. Sometimes they may not make it through the first time, but there might be a better time the next time around. And that actually happened to my stepson and his wife. They lost their first one, and then the spirit came back years later when they were more ready financially, emotionally, to come into the world. I don't feel quite that same situation with you, but rather a life lesson in dealing with grief of a lost baby, and not just for you, but for others around you, and that Taylor had to also have an understanding of what happened. It will help prepare him for loss in the future. And I do believe that Coco will make another attempt, if not with you, with another close family member where she or he, because I don't feel any specific energy, will be able to be in the family and grow up. But for right now, they are on the other side.
Taylor's
and they're fine.
Taylor's on the other side also.
Yeah.
But
then they're working together. There's a life lesson there.
Remember the last question you asked? Was that last week, Christiana? That are you going to be able to have another child? Wasn't that what your question was?
I think I've asked it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Linda's right. This has got something to do with that. That's why they're coming forward, or she's coming forward.
Because I'm going to have another child?
Uh-huh. I don't know if it's right now, but something to do with, I don't know whether, like Linda said, that's going to be Coco, but somebody is definitely working on that for you or, yeah.
Okay. Well, I've been feeling like it might happen within the next, at the very most, maybe 5 years or so. 3 to 5 years. But I wanted to mention too that you guys were mentioning a T name. My son's name is Taylor. And the diamonds, I was really relating to diamonds recently. I was journaling about it.
Oh, yeah.
So I think my energy was coming in kind of forcefully.
It always does. So I'm sure I know it is with me. It comes in very strong with me. So definitely Lynn was right, because I was like already moved on to yours. But
yeah, sorry about that.
It's funny I said Trey, but of course it's Taylor, which is close. But yeah.
Cool. Yeah. No, that's that happens. Yeah. Cross connection.
Yeah.
And piggybacking, I think, you know, when personalities come through, or is that a good word for it? I hate saying spirits because it sounds so, you know, when the spirits come through. But, you know, they're like personalities, souls. It's almost like, I remember I used to connect with this guy who called himself Station Master Jim. It's a different Jim from Linda's Jim, but this was an old Yorkshireman or something, because he came through with a very heavy British accent, but he would talk about them crowding around the door, right? So almost like backed up or sort of. And so I think it's like, you know, I'm picturing standing in line for tickets, right? And you chat with the people behind you and you get to know your line mate a little bit, sort of thing. And it could be like that. I don't know. It feels like it's like that. I did write down, she has been around before, though this is the spirit that did not quite come through in the physical for you. And
that's
I wrote down, almost cool. Reincarnation. So it was like, it feels like this being was going to come in and she, like at the last minute, pulled back and went like, no, not going to do it. And, you know, who knows, could have been like the world was just too scary right now. Or as Linda was saying, the circumstances aren't always great for that physical run. Don't worry about it at all because she's been around before. It feels like this is someone who died and was going to reincarnate for you. And it feels like a sisterly energy. Not a sister, but a sisterly energy. Someone who may have died in a vehicle accident when you were younger, like a high school age. Came back, was going to come back. Because, you know, you can pop back in. It's almost like that Kurt Vonnegut story where you can just choose your body and pop in for a day, taking a vacation, being in the physical for a bit. But it feels like this is will be a reincarnation. And when she or he does come back, you'll know who they are. You'll recognize them, right?
Wow.
Oh. Awesome.
Also with Taylor, I just really feel like, okay, if he's on the other side, but he feels, you know, I can envision him and I can see him playing there in your house where you're at. So he's very, very much there with you, and that might be why I thought he was still in the physical, because he's very physical in many ways.
No, he is. You're right, Linda, because I see that all the time when I talk to Christiana. In fact, all the time. I feel he's playing in her house.
He likes the music, I think.
Yeah. You're right on with that.
I'm in a good mood. Yeah.
Oh. That's beautiful. I'm so glad.
He's your buddy. He's your friend. Your little buddy.
Yeah.
He's so cute. Yep.
Yeah.
Good. I think that's good news for you. I think that's, you know, because I know you want a baby. I think, have you frozen your eggs? I don't know why that comes to me. Have you thought about doing that?
I've thought about it, yeah. But I don't know how much that would cost.
Yeah, I don't either. Just something like that came to me in case there was ever a problem or, you know, I don't know.
I'm going to look into that. I'll look into that.
Depending on what state you live in, there might be financial aid available for stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
programs
down there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm looking, as I speak this, I'm looking at the word sleuth in another tab. Mm. Sleuth. So I think the message is... chase that one down, find out what you can about that, because there may be some kind of a program or something you can apply for to get some help on that. I don't know why. I've never checked this out before, but it feels like that's a thing. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because I feel you struggle with who your partner would be to have the baby, so I think some kind of something like that might be a better route for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you
that's
know what I mean? I know it is. I know, but I don't know 100%. I'm just saying as a backup plan so you don't miss your chance. You know, always just a backup plan is what I'm thinking. But
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. Keep us posted, Christiana. We'll be sending lots of love your way. And
well, good luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, Lou.
Bye.
Okay. I'm going to put, let's see, I'm going to take, oh, did we just get more callers? I'm looking at the thing and, oh, no, okay, I'm good.
No.
We're going to just, yeah, we're going to get to Bob after this caller here. 630, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Dion. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, hi there.
Thinking,
welcome back.
I was thinking about her today. I was thinking
well,
about
were
you
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww,
yeah.
Thanks.
With our topic, because we were talking about people that do unconventional jobs sometimes when we were having our little combo about people that want to, you know, sometimes the artists and, you know, writers, they have to take different jobs than others, you know, to make sure they can keep doing what they're doing. So I thought of you. I don't know, your name popped into me. So, how are you?
That's what I'm calling about, because it's like, okay, so I got into the apartment, and it's going to be a month now, and I really like it here. Like, I feel very lucky that, like, I ended up here. But now it's time for the finances. I have to get the finances straightened out. And so I'm trying to figure out, like, how to shift the energy to bring more abundance in as far as my finances go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to balance out what I'm doing, because there was a break in the case last week on the one that I'm working on. And so I feel like I'm so close, but realistically, I got to do something to get some income going.
Mm-hmm.
I like kind of ran myself into the ground a little bit there. And I'm struggling with the rebirth.
Yeah. And where are you again? You're in North Carolina?
Yes.
What's the name of the city again? I know it's on the tip of my tongue.
I'm in Asheville.
Yeah, Asheville. Jessica, do you have anything yet?
Yes, actually. Hi, Dion. This is Jessica.
Hi.
I don't know if you're currently going through something of humility, but boy, this humility card, I mean, flew straight up in the air. So it's got to be a message for you in some way, shape, or fashion. It says you developed the loving awareness that you and everyone else are the same, but are on different paths. It says, remember to acknowledge that no one is lesser or greater than you. Only some employ the tools of love, compassion, and acceptance to a lesser or greater extent. Humility is one of life's most established qualities. Accepting others as fellow souls who only desire love and understanding and encouragement is the highest achievement of all. Learn not to compare yourself to others, because you never really know what personal trials and obstacles they face. A humble soul does not come from a space of fear, but attempts to take chances on new ideas and experiences for the benefit of all. Ever grateful for today and enthusiastic about what tomorrow may bring. They naturally exhibit compassion and charity, deriving true joy from giving rather than receiving. When you live without self-importance and pride, you find it easy to practice kindness. Life doesn't revolve around only what you can do to succeed, but what you can do to help those on your path. Have you been, wow, that was a beautiful card. Have you been experiencing that around you lately? Just kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of like do things not because you have to, like, do an income for them and do things because it's going to make a difference, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, yeah, you're there. And I think this card of humility was really kind of reaffirming or kind of echoing back kind of where you're at right now. And that's really, really cool. It's a great place to be in.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It so is, but realistically, I'm listening.
Oh, no. All right, go ahead, Linda.
Okay, what I'm getting is that perhaps breaking the case is actually an opportunity for you to take a small side hustle to bring money in, doing something different that will actually refresh your brain, because the work that you're doing is so very intense that it weighs on your time. And doing something a little bit lighter, perhaps a temporary thing that within what you can do, kind of look up temporary agencies and see what they have to offer and see if there's something you can do that's a little different. Will bring in enough money so that you feel secure about moving into the new place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you waitress at all? Bartend?
No. I like office work. I'm used to office work.
Yeah, I was going to say office type, and there's a lot of that in temporary. Receptionist, data entry, things like that.
Yeah, there's a lot in Asheville. I just looked it up. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes a friend of mine, and I wish I knew what company it was, but because you write, probably a really good proofreader. Have you ever done any kind of job like that where they send you, or it's, you know, you're on the computer, but that she did it for like brochures and books. I'm sure if you Google that, but she got paid pretty good money. Just to proofread and things like that and make sure everything, you know, I'm not good in English, so I couldn't proofread, but someone who writes or does stuff like you could probably do that. But, the message I got was go beyond your limitations and believe that the impossible is possible. It says, do you remember wishing on a star when you were a child and in your innocence, believing that your wish would come true? So I got the card, the Stargazer. The Stargazer connects with the energy of the cosmos and reminds you that that you have the ability to draw in support from the universe. And it says you are on the verge of a miracle. So like Linda said, this is going to be a big break for you, but your mind has to be really clear. So you're not worrying about bringing money in. A side hustle for a couple of hours is actually going to help you with what you're doing. I believe she's right, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did everybody go?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, hi, Dion. Nice to hear from you again. I was given the image of a patchwork quilt. And it feels like you're going to do well streaming income from different sources. And that, you know, the office work online, as everyone was saying, it can be pretty lucrative if you do good work, you know. Beware of, there are some not so integrity-filled things online, so be careful like who you sign up with, but it feels like you'll be able to gather income from a few sources if you want to.
Great.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It seems like you have a few talent areas too, right? Like you're not just a one-trick pony. There's a lot of different things you're good at. So and streaming from a lot of different sources doesn't mean that you have to work your butt off and, you know, be working 24 hours a day or anything like that. But just like discernment is the word that comes up. Be very careful who you pick, you know, but I think your skills are going to be in demand And you'll be able to get several sources of income.
You have a publisher? Do you have a publisher?
So I published 3 books. So mm-hmm. I get a side income from that, but it's not very much. Then I just started my channel on YouTube is monetized. So now that's the streaming.
Ask your publisher because they're legit. Maybe they have some side hustle for you until that stuff gets going because that would be like legit, you know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be for very long, but I think it's going to be a good income, like Lynn said, and it's very easy to do for you because you're just, you know, that's what you do. That it might be something that you keep because the money, you know, it's easier than fretting about it. Because I know I do a lot of side hustles. I do a lot of them. Like people go, how many jobs do you have? And I'm like 5, you know, but they're side hustles. You know, they're not all 24/7.
Yeah, that's the patchwork quilt effect, you know, but all the different parts turn into a beautiful whole. And Yeah, it feels like you've got that power. It's one of your superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. Go with what you know. I feel this is Ryan talking to you. He says, go with what you know, and that's how that works.
Okay.
That's so crazy that I thought of you. We thought of you this morning before we even went on air. I was thinking, Dion, and this. And that is exactly the subject we were talking about. Crazy.
I was talking about doing temporary work to fill in, too.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. Your energy was very strong today. You and Christiana,
sure,
very strong energy. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm calling it in. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's so fun to not utilize your time here on Earth. And it feels even worse when you're not, like, chipping in for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, like, I got to get this. I got to course correct pretty quickly here, you know. And so I like what I do, but at the same time, it's like I have to be more responsible with my finances now that I'm finally here and settled in. That's all. I'm used to having more money coming in.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I got to figure it out.
Well, at least you recognize that before it's a disaster. So that's one good trait. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't recognize that, and then they can't do what they want to do because they weren't looking out. But you seem to have your ducks in a row. So
yeah,
a good thing. Good thing.
Ask your team for help and then give them permission to help you and let it rip. Because the help will come. You gotta stay strong, be brave, and wait for the signs. That's how that works, you know. You've got
it. That sounds good, and I'm ready. So that's exciting. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you've got so many tools. Like you've got so many strengths and things that, you know, capabilities and abilities. You've got all that going for you. You just have to go, oh, I can do this, and oh, wow, I'm really good at stuff, you know. It's just a matter of reminding yourself what your superpowers are.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Dion. Keep in touch, love. We love hearing from you.
I will. Thank you.
Okay,
you're
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Now, I'm bringing on our friend Bob. There's Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good day, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi. Lovely to hear your voice, Bob.
Yeah, lovely listening to the show, actually, because just by listening to what's been shared has brought me to a place of greater clarity about my own current issues. And I just asked my pendulum, because I'd forgotten all about my pendulum. I just asked my pendulum, will I easily overcome this current medical issue? Will I easily overcome this current medical issue? And I got a resounding yes from my pendulum. So that's really good. And sitting here, and I'm really, both my parents died of cancer, you know, so it used to be a big bogey in my life. But sitting here calm, I'm just noticing that I love the way my body is not dropped down into fear, but is maintaining a higher vibration. So that's all good. I'm going to see my doctor or GP in a couple of hours' time to discuss the results of a recent ultrasound. So, yeah, I will listen. I will listen. But I have many, many natural remedies in my toolbox. My body is so clever. My body always knows what it needs. And I only get into trouble when I stop listening to my body and obeying my body. But there is one little thing that I'm not too sure on, which I'd like to throw before the panel, is I'm feeling calm, but also I'm feeling very fatigued and lacking motivation. I want to get into an exercise program, but I've been I've been avoiding that for years. But I know it will be good for me. I'm very good at my spiritual healing, but I've neglected this physical vessel to some extent. I've changed my diet. I'm now on a carnivore diet, and that's having remarkable results. But I know what's good for me. You know, my body keeps telling me, you got to quit smoking, you got to quit drinking, get more exercise and drink more water. And I know these with a passion. It's just that, mañana, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So should I be worried about this fatigue, or is it just the result of the emotional inner work that's going on?
Emotional results, definitely. Overwhelm.
Sorry?
Hit with something like that, it just kind of drains you a little bit.
Yeah. I'm glad that I can still laugh about it.
Well, that's good. Humor helps. Humor is a healer. Laughter's the best medicine.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You can think of it like an energetic short circuit, Bob. Like it, as Linda says, it's sort of your energy gets drained very quickly. It's a shock. It's a shock. No matter how spiritual one may be, it's still a shock. It's like going to the mechanic for your car and finding out the transmission's gone or the engine block has to be replaced or something. It's like it's a shock. And so it's a shock to find out about the physical vehicle having like a major problem. But I think you have an edge, Bob, because you are a deeply metaphysical soul. You plunge into areas that are beyond the five senses and you understand a lot of that. So you don't have to be fearful, because you know that either way you're going to be fine. Like, you're fine either way. But I think I get a strong feeling that you aren't done yet. I don't think I think if you tried to cross right now, they'd send you back. So you're not done yet.
I second that. No.
Yeah,
I second that.
Yeah.
I heard that.
What Ryan is saying here is you ain't going to get off that lightly, Bob.
Bring it on. I'm ready.
Bring it on. Absolutely. Yeah.
You can also, I love your analogy.
Yeah.
I love your analogy about. Sorry.
Carry on.
Yeah. I loved your analogy about the car with a broken transmission, because I'm widely known on the internet as a spiritual mechanic. So this spiritual mechanic has got a spiritual transmission to repair.
There you go. Absolutely. Yeah, I was just going to say you can ask Ryan, who's he's a team member from Spirit that used to be on air with us when he was in the physical. But you can totally ask Ryan. Ryan is a healer. He continues to be a healer in spirit. So you can tap Ryan. I'll send you his page so you can get a feeling of who he was when he was here. But I'll, because I can send that to you on Facebook and you can get a feeling for Ryan. But just ask him for help because he's totally there. He's making, actually, he likes your laughter. Ryan was one of the laughingest guys I ever met. Yeah, you knew him, Jessica, right? He laughed all the time.
He loved to laugh. Mm-hmm. He definitely reminds me of his laugh.
Yeah, I think he's completely there for Bob if you want him, you know. He's quite salty too, so he's great fun. Yeah. Who have we missed? Tony, did you weigh in here?
No, I weighed in earlier.
I can't keep track of anything. I just sort of let it go.
You're good.
It all play. Yeah, I think so. There's a message from Christiana in the chat room for you, by the way. So if you can still see that.
Okay, I'll look.
So that's what we're getting for you. Bob, I think you've got the ship's wheel firmly in your grasp. You do.
Well, I am a ship's captain,
Yeah, absolutely. You've got a lot of highway ahead of you before they let you out. No. You stick around. Do your work. No dessert until you finished your main course there. But as I say, just listen to your doctors, but listen to your inner doctor as well. And because fusion is the way everything goes now, right? So in restaurants, so in medicine, I think you use what's I would personally recommend you look up the shaga mushroom. Because they'll be getting a lot of good results from that. Even the, the institutions are starting to recognize it. I will send you a link on that too. So, yeah.
Well, I thoroughly believe in the old mantra, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For me, science is a sickness and nature is a cure. So.
Science? Well, I don't know. I kind of love science. I think science and nature can coexist and actually be a symbiotic relationship, It just depends on the science.
Yeah, precisely. And the watershed for me within science is I like the work of Victor Schauberger. I like science when it works in harmony with nature and creation, but any pathway in science that says it can improve upon nature or creation, for me that just doesn't happen. It's just an arrogance of the scientific community. So I support any science that actually works with nature for the benefit of every species everywhere, rather than supports the people that are paying for the research.
It's very circular. It's lovely. Oh dear. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. We look forward to having you on as a guest again, Bob. That'll be the 20th that we're going to meet you again. So, yeah,
this
fantastic.
Doing the math, are you sure it's the 20th or the 22nd? Let me look at the calendar.
It's I've got it down on my diary as, for me, it's the 21st, so it'll be the 20th.
Oh, it's, you're right, Linda.
US,
I'm
be
so sorry.
Then.
I wonder what happened to
US,
my brain.
20 seconds.
Yeah, and that's a Sunday for us, a Monday for Bob. But
yeah,
so we'll be able to reconnect. Well, thank you, Linda. Okay, so I guess I don't get the job as your secretary, eh? Oh, my God. Good Lord. Now, I just want to check with Tony. Is 914 is a new call for us, right? Do we have time for one more? You can stick around, Bob. I won't hang you up here.
Okay,
I think so. I think it's a new call.
I'll ask them. 914, are you... This is a new caller, right? Are you with us?
Hi, I think I've called before.
Okay. I hadn't seen your number. I'm so confused. I'm very tired. Okay. At the end of the show, I get loopy. So could we get your name, please, and we'll look at your question real quick.
Sure. My name is Christine. I'm calling about my career. I just wanted to see if you could pick up anything about my career or job or financial situation.
Yeah. Does it feel like you, I'm getting the message lateral move. So do you need to move on from the job you're doing?
Not necessarily. It's just that the job that I have, I'm not getting enough hours or enough pay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking to supplement that switch careers.
Oh, lateral meaning side, because I wrote down lateral move, so a side move. So perhaps that what we're being given is a side hustle. Like Tony was talking about, just like a little extra gig that you, but make sure there's coming with a caveat, and that is make sure it isn't something that drains your soul. Make sure it's something that brings you, it doesn't have to be joy, but it makes you feel like, you know, when you get the feeling you're doing something that engages you and help time stops a little bit and you're like right into it. Make sure it's something that engages you, right? Because otherwise it starts to feel like a drag. So, yeah, it's got to be something that you really like. And I think it almost feels like there's a hobby or a side thing you do that you're worried that it won't translate into money, but it will. Be brave, take that plunge, and whatever it is, if it's something artistic, creative, you've got the talent, so don't put yourself down and give it a leap. I hope that makes sense for you. I'll pass you around the table because we're coming up to that time. So anybody
got
anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, real quick, Len, I can completely validate that because what I got was a job audition. And I was like, what's that? You mean job audition? And it was job edition. So that kind of makes sense with the like, you know, yeah, a side job or supplementation to a job. So, wow, that's really cool. Sounds
but
like
something
great,
yummy. Crazy. Yeah, it's got to be something yummy. That's like, I really want to go to
agree.
This. Yeah, do this work. Yeah, looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Tony or Linda?
Yeah. So I got, are you thinking about maybe doing some kind of event that's coming up with your art, or do you do art? I'm getting the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
I've dabbled in art. I do want to do some more. But you're right. I do feel like, you know, maybe I won't sell my paintings, or, you know, I do have those doubts.
Yep.
I think
well,
you should
ignore
try it.
Them.
I think this is the season. Yeah, to do some kind of event or do some kind of online, maybe just even if you just did it on Facebook or something to start, that it would, so it'll get you'll feel better about it and you'll see that It will sell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is Linda, and I'm getting creative attention to detail. So whatever it is you choose to do, you're very sharp-eyed for detail, and that you can find things that other people don't notice and bring it out and bring your attention to whatever it is you create. So if that's art, then you've got a knack for doing something that's unique.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you
so
much.
Well, this is Bob. And what came up for me is whatever is not nurturing for me, I simply call the beast, and I no longer feed the beast.
Ooh.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's really good.
Thank you all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, it's, I just was wanting to remind you of something Wayne Dyer said. It's like if you treat doubt like a glass full of poison, there's no way you would drink it because doubt poisons all the good things, you know. So have the doubts. Feel the fear, but do it anyway, right? Because you'll be really glad you did. It looks like I wrote down the word rosy. And I think that's referring to a future that is well within your grasp. It's attainable for you. It's just doubt standing in the way.
Said rosy?
Rosy. Rosy future. Rosy.
Oh, that's nice. That's beautiful.
Yeah. No, it just felt like, you know, it's there for you if you want it. And just don't stand in your own light, hon, because you don't need to. There's no need. Let your freak flag fly and get that creativity out there. And you can start with like a single web page. It's easy enough to make just one page and then share it around. And, you know, it's like there's two types of ways to get in the water if you go swimming. And one is to dive right in. And the other is to just take your time, go in there slowly. Whatever works for you, just get it out there. And don't be afraid, because you'll be going like, why did I wait so long?
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. That is very encouraging.
Yeah.
You're good. You're good at what you do. So you just, do it. It's the time.
Absolutely.
The right time.
Yep.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Let us know how it goes. I think we're all very excited for you, you know?
Okay, I will. I'll call back.
Okay. Thank you so much, Christine. And enjoy the trip. Yeah, okay. Okay, we have time to actually go around the table. And any final thoughts anybody's got or pearls of wisdom to drop on the table?
I've got one.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, this is a fundamental question. If you are not creating your life, who is?
Ooh, exactly. Yep. That's a scary question, because sometimes you wake up and go, it's the society around me, the culture around me. But, it's an inside job to figure out who we are and where we're meant to be. But we get there. Jan Drake Bakke's website is called We Find Our Way. And I always thought that was really lovely, because we do. We find our way.
Yeah.
Keep an open mind, but not so open that your brain falls out, right? That's a good rule of thumb.
I feel like my brain falls out a lot.
Yeah. Well, towards the end of the show, I mean, I love the show, but I do find it's like I do use my whole ass, and I just put the energy into it. And it's a great feeling. It's like doing good work. And when we hope we'll, be expanding and getting some video done, because it's so hard to explain when the light's flashing. Like, yes, a light's flashing, and it's like big hairy deal, but we'll get it on video at some point. Tony, we keep saying we're going to work on it, so let's work on it.
Yeah, we're going to work on it.
In the 5 minutes you got off, in 5 minutes.
No, I'd love to work on it. I think we can do Facebook Live. We're just going to have to figure it out.
Yes.
We'll do it. We'll get it done.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's a challenge to get this done. We will. Okay. So let's start with Bob. And I hope there was leftover tequila and donuts for Bob because, you know, who knows how many are left at the end of the show. How can people find you if they would like to look you up? You've got a YouTube and a website. And go for it.
The best way to find me is just type into Google The Gift of Depression, Bob Eden. And my best way to contact me like instantly is on Facebook. So it's Bob Eden on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one that is sailing in paradise because there's quite a few Bobs. And I'd just like to close with a lovely statement that all roads lead to home. All roads lead to home.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's so beautiful and very true. We are just walking each other home.
Yeah.
So, Linda, you've got a whole bunch of stuff going on right now. What's going on and how to find you?
Well, I'm at living.ai. That's where Emo Pet Robot is. I have two of them myself. And I've been taking on a little more responsibility. I've been moved up into the top team as far as troubleshooting and alpha testers go. So I'm looking forward to that change. And you can also find me on Spreaker, Spreaker channel, Linda Irwin. YouTube, Linda Irwin. I'm the yellow smiley face with the headphones. So that's where you can find me.
Beauty. All right. Tony?
Yeah, so I have a website called Tony the Good Witch at Wixsite.com. I have a Facebook page, Tony Jorgensen. I'm on TikTok, Tony Jorgensen, and also on Instagram. And Enter the Light and Sacred Embers. And I would love to hear from you.
Excellent. And Jessica.
Yes, my name is Jessica Marie Tatro. You can find me under that on Facebook. We also have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. I'm also on the Sacred Embers website and in the Sacred Embers group as well.
Beautiful. I'm Lynn Bleasdale, lbleasdale at wixsite.com/Lynn. You can find us all at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And I just have enough time to get Linda's a new piece of Linda's. This is called Vibosity. Love and light. We'll see you guys next week.